Okay, Elokai Neshama, just being called Elokai Neshama is a little confusing, because Elokai Neshama doesn't go together. It's really Elokai, my Hashem. Neshama Shenazat Avi, that's the beginning of the next idea. And we start talking about our Neshama. Why are we doing Elokai Neshama now? Right, so we'll say that right now. That in the most brachas start with Baruch Atah Hashem. That's the standard nusach of a bracha. There are some brachas that don't start with Baruch, like Elokai Neshama, for example. And there's always a reason why the bracha doesn't start with Baruch. And the reason over here is very interesting. The Tosfos HaRosh and Brachas Daf Samach Amud Beis, on that Gemara that we've quoted many times, that quotes the Makar of Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama. So the Tosfos HaRosh on that Gemara brings a Raavad. And I found that it's a Tshuvas HaRaavad. There's a Sefer Tshuvas HaRaavad in Siman Mem Daled. The Raavad says that why doesn't Elokai Neshama start with Baruch? Because it's a bracha hasmucha lechavruta. That's a rule that a bracha that's close to another bracha, you say another bracha and then you start with the second bracha, so then the second one does not start with Baruch. It's a bracha hasmucha lechavruta. Why is it a bracha hasmucha lechavruta? So the Raavad throws us a curveball and says like this, because the Gemara says that you're supposed to say it as soon as you wake up. So if you say Elokai Neshama as soon as you wake up, it's a bracha hasmucha lechavruta, because right before you went to sleep, you said hamapil, and now this is the next thing you do after you sleep. And even though you slept, but sleeping is not a hefsek, because of course we're not talking after hamapil. So as soon as you wake up, you say Elokai Neshama, wash your hands first, and you say Elokai Neshama, so it's a bracha hasmucha lechavruta. This is a very interesting chiddush. To say that 6 hours, 7 hours, 12 hours later, however many hours people are sleeping, it's not a hefsek, and the sleep itself is not a hefsek. And then what happens when you say, if a person talks out after hamapil, so then the next day he starts to kind of shalom with a bracha, like how does that work exactly? So the Gemara says, when as soon as a person wakes up, you say Elokai Neshama. So based on the Gemara, that's what he's saying, that chat. Lamaisa, our minig is, we want to make it a bracha smucha lechavata in order to back up that we say Elokai Neshama without saying Baruch. However, we don't say it as soon as we wake up. As soon as we wake up, we say something similar, which is the Moida Ani Lefanecha, thanking Hashem for giving us back our Neshama. However, then we wash our hands and say Amtil Sedayim, Ashayotar. So the poskim can say that a person should say Elokai Neshama right after Asher Yatzar, which is why we're doing it after Asher Yatzar, that you should say Elokai Neshama after Asher Yatzar in order that it will be a real bracha smucha lechavruta. That you say Asher Yatzar, you end Baruch Atah Hashem, Refecha Basar Achli Asois, and then right away, without waiting too long, without being mafsik, you say Elokai Neshama. Again, you could say this when you come to shul, you could say this in the morning right after Negama, so you don't need Bracha Sater yet, different minhagim. But the minig is, and that's the Mishnah Berurah brings down such a thing, that a person should dafka say Elokai Neshama. In some siddurim it's printed like this, but in many it's not. That Elokai Neshama should follow Asher Yatzar.
Could it be any bracha?
What do you say?
Like, could it be any bracha, say for some reason?
Yes, it could be a bracha shulchavda. But since we're making it clear, it's every day what you should do when you do in the morning, so the minhag is to do it after the bracha of Asher Yatzar. But Einichanai, by Tfilas Haderech Hamashal, which is a bracha that starts Yehiro Tzaymul Fanecha, so the place can say that what's best, since it doesn't start with Baruch, is that a person should make it a bracha asmucha lechavda. You should eat something, say a bracha achreina, and then right after that, say Yehiro Tzaymul. You don't have to, but it's always best to do that. Anyway, so there is a Rishon that we're going to quote a lot in Tefillah, because he also has a Siddur from the first Rishonim, who had printed a Siddur and has a lot of beautiful Pirushim on the Siddur, and that is the Rebbe of the Ramban, believe it or not, and he's less famous than his Talmud the Ramban, but his name is Rebbe Yehuda Barab Yochar. His father's name was Yochar. It's called by a lot of the people the Rebarab Yochar, Rebbe Yehuda Barab Yochar. And he has a Siddur, and I have a Sefer that has a Likud of a lot of Pirushim from his Siddur. So one thing, the first thing I think that we're quoting from him is here, that in Elokai Neshama, he doesn't just say that it's a bracha smucha lechavruta, but he actually says what the poskim can bring down, which is that the reason why we say it after Asher Yatzar is in order to make it smucha lechavruta. Not much like the poskim can bring down, the Mishnah Berurah says, so many hundreds of years before that, the Rebbe Barab Yochar says this in his Siddur. He doesn't go along with the Raavad's bracha smucha lechavruta because of Hamapil, because he claims that it could be people will speak out after Hamapil. He doesn't claim that the sleeping is a hefsek, but he says maybe a person will talk out. So therefore, the best thing is to say right after Asher Yatzar, we say Elokai Neshama, then it's a bracha smucha lechavruta, a bracha that's close to a previous bracha, and then it makes sense that it does not start with the Baruch Atah Hashem nusach, it starts with a different nusach with Elokai Neshama. So this is the Tosfos HaRosh b'shem the Raavad and the Hoysafa of the Rebbe of Yochar, that it's a bracha smucha lechavruta either because of Hamapil or because of Asher Yatzar, and therefore these days the minhag is to say it right after Asher Yatzar. Okay, to the actual nusach of Elokai Neshama. The reason why it's called Elokai Neshama and not Elokai, even though Neshama is really part of the next phrase, is because there's another Elokai, Elokai Netzar. And it's all the same Elokai, of course. But yes, there's another tefillah, Elokai Netzar L'Shayni Meira, at the end of Shemana Esrei, so that's called Elokai Netzar, but that's also Elokai Netzar L'Shayni Meira. So, Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi. We say Hashem, the Neshama that you put in me, Tahira Hi, is pure, is Tahira. So again, the nusach of the bracha is all from the Gemara and Brachas Taf Samach Amid Beis. That's what it says when a person wakes up, he should say this nusach Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi. So here it goes through the whole thing. However, the etzem idea that the neshama that Hashem gave us is called a neshama tahira, a pure neshama, a clean neshama, that is a Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed Amid Beis as well. The Gemara there in Nida Daf Lamed Amid Beis tells us that when a child is told right as he's about to be born, it says that the Malach, the famous Gemara, that the Malach hits him right on top of his mouth, and that's why he has this little bump, and he loses and he forgets all of his Torah. So it says also that the child is told at that time to heed tzaddik for al tihi rasha. You should be a tzaddik during your lifetime, and don't be a rasha. For have your idea, and you should know shahakodesh baruch hu tahar. Hashem is pure, whatever that means. Hashem is tahar. Who mishar sav tahirim? The malachim who serve Hashem. Those who serve Hashem, they're tahirim. Uneshama shenasan b'cha tahirahi. That's this nusach. Uneshama, the neshama that Hashem is about to put in you is tahirahi. Im ata mishamra v'tara. If you continue to guard it, if you now during your lifetime you guard it v'tara, im ata mishamra v'tara mutav, then everything will be good. V'im lav, if a person does not keep his neshama pure and he does things that make his neshama upset and make a person unpure, harini noikla mamcha. That's what the Malach tells the child. I'm going to take it away from you. So a person is brought in this world and he has a neshama tahira. That's what the Gemara says, that he's told a neshama shenasan b'cha tahira. So im ata mishamra b'tara, you're okay. If not, Hashem's going to have to take it away. And this is the thing that we remind ourselves every morning when we say Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahira. You gave me a neshama tahira. It sort of sets the tone for the day, that it reminds us that our neshama was created pure and we have to make sure to keep that purity. And the way we act throughout the day with our tefillah, with our Torah, with our walking in the street, with what we look at and what we do, person has to make sure that he's safeguarding that tahara, that purity that the neshama is born with. And if he does that, he'll be okay. And that's what the Malach told him right before he was born. And that's what we say every morning to remind ourselves that our neshama is tahar. Now we're expressing the hakaras hatayv for giving us this neshama tahara, and also understanding the responsibility to keep it tahar. So what do we say about this neshama? Neshama shenasata vi tahirahi. The first thing you say is that it's pure. Then you say ato v'rasa. Ato yitzato, ato nefachtobi. So what are these three things? Ato v'rasa means you created. Bria is created. By the way, important to know for those who are not so careful in diktuk, when it says b'rasa with a mapake is a dot in the hay at the end, a person has to be careful to stress that hey, b'rasa, like Bali Kriya do, and ato yitzato, it says many times in Elokai Neshama that mapake, because it actually changes the meaning. B'rasa is like a female term for creating, but b'rasa, the correct way here means you created it, like barasa oisa. It's a tziruf of two words, barasa oisa, yotzata oisa, you created it. And if you say barasa without the dad and the hay, so then you're just saying something like she created, which doesn't mean anything. So a person should be careful to say ata barasa, ata yotzata, and it means you created, that's bria, bria is creating, and yetzira means you formed it. Yetzira is to form something, to shape something. So now what does that mean? You created the neshama and you formed the neshama. So on that Gemara and Brachas again, Daf Samach Amud Beis, there's a pirush of the Tzlach. The Tzlach is the same person as the Noida Yehuda, a little bit more famously known as the Noida Yehuda from Prague. So the Tzlach in Brachas, Daf Samach Amud Beis, says a beautiful pshat in this double lashon. Atah v'rasah, you created it, atah yitzatah, you formed it. What's the pshat? He says the word Berea, the Ramban, in the beginning of Bereishis, in the first pasuk in the Torah, the Ramban says that what does the word Bria mean? Bria means creating something, yesh me'ayim. Creating something from nothing. Bereishis bara alakim eis ha-shamayim eis ha-aretz. Bria is the only word in Lashon Kodesh that is referring to creation, taking something out of, taking nothing and making it into something. So when we say Atah v'rasa, we're telling Hashem, you created this neshama, this soul that I have inside of me, that is something that you created. Misheshes me'bereshes, Hashem created all the neshamas, and the first thing Hashem did was to be boire, to create it from nothing. Yetzata has a different mashmalas, it doesn't mean a creation, yesh me'ayin. Yetzira means from a Lashon of Tzura. The word Tzura means a form. So Yetzira means when you create a form for something, you shape shape something into a certain shape, that also you're creating something. If you take a piece of wood and you create it into a desk or into a stander, so you're creating something, but you're not being boyrig, you're being yoite. So atov v'raso, atoyitz atov, is referring to two types of creation. First of all, the etzem creating it, bria, yesh me'ayim, and also that you gave it form, you gave it shape. So what does this mean in terms of a neshama? So he says, the Tzlach says, that the creation of a neshama is in two stages. First of all, in Sheishis and Meberashis, when Hashem created the neshamas of all future people, so Hashem created the neshama that was a bria. But then, in order to put the bria inside of our guf, in order to make it possible, b'chlal, to put a neshama inside something, Hashem had to give the neshama a certain form. Now again, that form is a spiritual form. The neshama is not something you can squeeze and hold. It's a spiritual thing. It's a neshama. But there is, he calls it a tzura ruchnis. There is some sort of tzura, even be it spiritual and not physical, but l'maisa, there is some sort of tzura. If there wasn't a tzura, then a neshama is not something b'chlal that could be placed inside a person's body. And we know that our neshama is in the body. If a person dies, if he's shot, so his neshama leaves him. A person's neshama is inside the body. And that was what the Ramah said. We said yesterday, Ma'afli Lasa, that was the pella that Hashem could do such a thing, put a ruchni stick a neshama into a gashmi stick a guf. But al-kaponim, there is some sort of form to the neshama. And the Tzlach says those are the two things that we're thanking Hashem. When we say atov v'rasa, atov yitzato, it means you created it, the actual idea that you created the neshama yesh me'ayin, and then you gave it a certain form, making it possible for the neshama to go inside our guf. How?
Why does Hashem
have to make this? I'm not sure. I mean, it could be everything needs a bria first before a yetzirah. It first has to be created and then to give it a form. But it could have been that the creation was a creation with a form, like a human being, and then it wouldn't have needed two stages. I don't know. I'm not sure. But that's what he says. Atav rasa, atav yitzato. It's going on those two stages. L'maisa, there's a third clause there. V'ato nefachto bi. Now, nefachto also mapake. You breathed it into me. The Avodram says that this expression, ato nefachto bi, that you breathed it into me, is referring to the pasuk in Bereishis that says, v'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. A famous pasuk that when Hashem created Adam HaRishon, so it says, v'yipach ba'apov, Hashem breathed into his nose, nishmas chayim, that Hashem gave him a neshama. So here we're talking about nishmas chayim, the neshama that we're discussing now, and it says in the pasuk vayipach Hashem breathed it in. So the Avodram says that it's logical to say that this pasuk is the source of the nusach that Chazal made up, atan fachtavi, that you blew it into me, you breathed it into me. So there were three steps. After Hashem created it, yesh me'ayin, he then gave it a certain form, which made it yitzar tov, that gave it a certain form that makes it possible to go into a guf. And then the third step is actually putting it into our guf, atan fachtavi, that you actually breathed it into the guf. So that's atov rasa, atov yitzar tov, atan fachtavi. Now, after that we say, v'atom shamron b'kirbi, and you watch it, you guard it inside of me. This is very similar to what we said yesterday from the Rashi and Tosfos in Brachas Daf Samach, that they learned Umafli Lasis means that Hashem put a neshama inside of our guf, and even though our guf is full of nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim, we have a lot of holes and openings in our guf, still the neshama does not leak out. And that's what the Rashi says, that's Pshat Umafli Lasis, that's a pella. Usually something that's contained within a container, if the container has some sort of hole in it, some sort of crack, the thing inside will leak out. So,
isn't
a
neshama spiritual thing?
Yes, everyone asked that. This is not such a pella. Once it's a neshama, so a neshama is not supposed to leak out. But that's what Rashi says is the machli lasis. But Al-Kapanam, Atom Hashem Rabbi Kibi is referring to that same type of thing, that Atom Hashem Rabbi Kibi, you guard it inside of me to keep it inside of me and make sure that the neshama doesn't leave the guf through all its various holes and openings. So that's Atom Hashem Rabbi Kibi. And then, Va'ata Asid L'Klami Meni, you, in the future, you eventually will take it away from me, and to return it to me, to restore the neshama inside a person, when there is tchias hameisim. So what does this thing mean? Then eventually, you will take it away. That means that a person is now expressing the hakara, that he realizes that a person doesn't live forever. Even though this neshama is tahira, and you made it, and you formed it, and you blew it into me, but you shouldn't think that I'm taking this for granted, that I'm going to live forever. Ato asid litlami many, you are gonna take it away from me. And this As we said, the etzem in the neshama shenasat to be tahira, he sets the tone for the day that we realize that the neshama is tahira and we have to make sure to keep it pure. But this, even more than anything, sets the tone for the day that a person says right in the beginning, "Atah sizzit lami many." We have to realize that even though Hashem did us a big favor and woke us up this morning, but life doesn't last forever, and therefore, "Atah sizzit lami many" is telling the person is telling himself that we understand that Hashem is going to take away our neshama eventually. A person can't live forever, and therefore, we have to maximize our time and utilize our neshama in the best possible way while we still have it. However, we add, "Ulhachzirah bila sidlavot," just like life is not forever, death is also not forever. When a person dies, by many people, they don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, so after death, there's like no nechama. Like, well, if a person dies, that's it, it's all over. It's hard to imagine how anyone can be consoled if they don't believe in Tchias HaMesim. But if a person, if we believe that when a person dies, that Hashem will return it to us, so then we understand that just like living is not forever, dying is not forever, and lasid lavo, when Hashem sees that it's the right time, He'll bring back all the neshamas by Tchias HaMesim. Now it's very interesting that we mention Atah so many times. We say Atah Rasa, you created it, Atah Yitzatah, Atah Nefachtavi, Atah Asid L'Tlami Meni, and then we say Ulhachzir Rabi L'Asid L'Avi, and you'll return it L'Asid L'Avi. Why don't we say Atah Asid L'Hachzir Rabi L'Asid L'Avi? If we're saying Atah already so many times, so first of all, why are we? Let's just say one Atah. But once we're saying Atah about everything, so why don't we say Atah Asid L'Hachzir Rabi L'Asid L'Avi? Why suddenly over here do we stick in two things together? Atah Asid L'Tlami Meni, Ulhachzir Rabi L'Asid L'Avi. So I saw about an hour ago a beautiful pshat from the Rashiva, present Rashiva of Tells, Rabbi David Goldberg. He has a sefer called Shiras David and Antfila, and I saw that he says a very interesting thing. That why do we say Atah by each one? It's because we want to be madgish. We want to stress the hakaras hatayiv that we have to Hashem for each Indian, for each prat. Atah Rasa, we understand that it's You who created it. Atah Yitzatah, You formed it. Atah Nefach that became. We're making each one its own separate thing, not with one run-on sentence. Nefach, Nesham, Rasa, Yitzatah, Nefach. We want to say Atah Rasa. Each one is its own clause, its own statement with Nefach. In order to come to that hakara, that there's hakara, to come to that hakara that Hashem did each thing, and we have hakara satoy for each step of the way. So that's why we say atah, atah v'rasa, atah yitzato, atah nefachtadi, atah misham rabbi kibi, you guard inside of me, v'atah asid l'tlami meni, hu l'achzira b'ila asid lavan. He says, we don't have a special hakara satoy that Hashem makes us die. We're not expressing our appreciation that you are going to eventually take away our neshama. That's not something that we're expressing our hakara satoy. That's something that because of the chait of Adam Arisha, and every person has to die, that's a fact, and we have to accept that. But we don't say that a special hakara satay for that. So he says the pshat like this: the whole thing is one inning. You are going to take it away from me, and even though that's a fact, that's inevitable that every person is going to die, but what we're expressing on hakara satay is that just like life is not forever, also death is not forever, and you're going to return us on Hashem by tchias. So that's the idea. Atov Rasa, we thank you for that. Atov Yitzatov, we thank you for that. Atom Shamrav Nefach Tavi, Atom Shamrav Kibi, each thing is separate. Then this whole thing goes together. Atom Asid L'Tlami Meni, Ula Asirah Bila Asid Lavoi, you're going to take it away from me and give it back to me. And we thank Hashem that even though he has to take away our neshama because of the chait of Adam Arish and everybody has to die, but even so, Hashem does us that favor and makes it that the Misa is not forever and that he returns our neshama to us.
You assume that we're
Sadidim,
that we're all going to have to get us Misa?
Yeah, that's what it seems. I mean, a person doesn't have to be extra special. Tzadik, Tchias HaMesim, says that if a person learns Torah, so the Torah that a person learns, the Gemara at the end of Ksivas, says that that's the Tal Tchia, that's what's going to help him come to Tchias HaMesim. So a person has to make sure he's right with Tchias HaMesim, but in economic, that's the Nusuch Ulachzira Bila Silavoy. We're not going to be able to finish the whole of the Kain Neshama, but let's just do one more line. That we say, Kol Zman Sheh Neshama B'Kibi Moideh Ani Lefanecha. That Kol Zman that the Neshama is still inside of me, so Moideh Ani Lefanecha. I express my thanks to Hashem. So the Avodram says that what this expression of Kol Zman that the Neshama is still inside of me, Moideh Ani Lefanecha, he says this is based on the Pasuk that we say in Tehillim, we say in Halal. It says, Lo Yamesim people who are in the grave, people who are dead, don't have an opportunity to praise Hashem. But we, Baruch Hashem, who are still alive, are able to praise Hashem and to bless Hashem. So he says that's the idea of that pasuk that we're expressing our Hakaras HaTov just for being alive and being able to sing the praises of Hashem. So that's what we're saying here in Elokai Neshama as well, says the Avadrom, calls Manshan Hashem Vikibi, while we are still on this world, we're not Hamesim, we're people who are still alive. So calls Manshan Hashem Vikibi, Maidani Lefanecha, that a person expresses his thanks to Hashem. And again, the translation of Moideh here, meaning thanks, is the same way we said by Moideh Ani, that it really includes two things. Moideh means to admit, and Moideh means to thank. Now we explain, because the first step of thanking is the admitting that a person acknowledges that all the Torah that he has and the Neshama that he has is all from Hashem, and when he comes to that Hakara, then he's able to properly express the Hakara Satayv for all that good.